And we're going to move one item because we have some out-of-town folks in public comment who we're very short on time. So our State Board Liaison, Mr. Moore, has gracefully agreed to switch the order around. So I will start with the public comment period, which I have currently one public comment speaker card, and I will now close the public comment period. So I would ask Ms. Debbie Peterson to come to the podium, please. Thank you. 3 minutes, yes.
Thank you so much for allowing us time and for accommodating our schedules. By way of disclosure, I am the former mayor of Grover Beach, and I did sit on the council of our South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District. We wanted to, as members of the public, there are 12 of us who have signed here, and I've given a copy to you. We wanted to let you know that we understand that there may be perceptions out there that community members, ratepayers, have not been trying for the last 15 years to resolve some of the serious issues at our district. And so I'm just going to read some of this for your benefit. For the past 8 years, surf riders have spoken during public comment at the three member agencies who make up the board and at the South San meetings. Also, for 14 years, we have members who've been doing their best, their level best, to make some changes and some reform at our district. Over the last 18 months, there have been 40 members off and on, and 12 of them have signed on here, of the public who've been asking at every single meeting that we stop litigating. We've made great strides in the district. In 2013, the district was restructured, and more recently, we were successful in getting one of the county's leading country's leading investigators, Carl Knudsen, to review past practices. And his report was submitted to the Slo County District Attorney, the Attorney General, and the FBI. So we're really here today to ask for your support in being gentle with us as far as our fines concerned. We know we can't discuss this, but we would like to remind you that the perpetrators in this situation are not the ratepayers. We're doing our very best to turn our district around. Rather, it is, in fact, the boards who've been making decisions that are not in the best interests of the ratepayers. So we thank you very much for giving us your time, for listening this morning, and for letting us go early.
You're welcome. Thank you, and thank you for coming today to all three of you who came to speak with us. Thank you.